onlookers gathered at the busy corner of Church and Main Streets, waiting to see what was under a white sheet. Leaders and members of the Episcopal Cathedral gathered for the official unveiling ceremony, revealing the new artwork mounted to a park bench.
We bless and sanctify this statue as a sign of the presence of Jesus in our city.
The church commissioned Canadian sculptor Timothy Schmaltz to create a copy of the homeless Jesus for the city of Buffalo.
It's an eternal reminder of some of the most fundamental ideas of Christianity, and that is when we see the most marginalized people in our community, we should see Jesus.
Now, the statue has been rejected in some places, including St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan and St. Michael's Cathedral in Toronto, as well as in London. Some do not believe a homeless image is appropriate in portraying Jesus. However, Schmaltz says Pope Francis approves of it.
And the sculpture, the actual 5-foot model of the sculpture, was blessed by Pope Francis, where he turned after the blessing and said that it is a beautiful, excellent representation of Jesus. So I got him on my side here.
The Episcopal Church says this statue is a gift to Buffalo to remind its citizens about homelessness and poverty. St. Paul's interim dean, the very Reverend Will Mabin, says they wanted a thought-provoking piece to place in front of their church.
And some people have said, well, so why are you encouraging the homeless? Well, we're not encouraging homeless. We are simply recognizing that the homeless are among us. And it's easy for the homeless to be invisible to us because we don't want to think about homelessness. We don't want to think about those who are less well-off than we are.
The church paid $33,000 for the statue, paid through donations to the church by supporters. But not everyone from the church approves. Michael Bonilla is a senior warden of the cathedral parish.
We've already had controversy within the parish. There are some who are totally opposed to it. One particular parishioner said Jesus was not homeless. Well, people have a different vision of Jesus. They want the pastel colored, all cleaned up Jesus that we see on the wall of grandma's house and, you know, every Sunday. But as if you read the scripture, Jesus did not have a home. He even says the birds of the air have nests and the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
Still, for some, this statue has already had a powerful effect, drawing them in. One woman showed up with a photo of Saint Teresa. Two other women from the South Towns brought new socks and lunches to hand out to any homeless who might show up near the statue. Nadine Miller is from Hamburg, and Sarah Fannin is from Orchard Park.
Like the artist was saying, he was quoting out of Matthew 25, where it says, if I'm hungry, will you feed me? If I need clothes, will you clothe me when I'm naked? I think that's what the statue symbolizes.
She made four lunches. Four lunches, and we're passing out socks, right? And I said, if we just help four people and touch their lives, we've touched a lot of people.
A family from Virginia also stopped by to see the statue. John Setlick is a native of Buffalo.
It's kind of difficult for me to get upset or offended by something like this because I think the message that it's sending is a beautiful message.
Setlick's children also had some very thoughtful comments about the statue.
It's a really nice piece of artwork, and it makes people think about the challenges Jesus puts us through to take care of each other.
I think it's a cool piece of artwork, and it makes people stop and think about what they should do about people in need.
And I like the new contemporary angle and the message that it gives.
Some say it was most appropriate that it was unveiled during Holy Week leading up to Easter Sunday. Homeless Jesus does have somewhat of an eerie look to it. A thin body laying down covered under a blanket with no face visible, but the bare feet depicting the wounds from the crucifixion. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble.